This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. We've heard a lot today about the inauguration of President Donald Trump. This morning we heard from folks who are for and against Trump as they looked forward to today's inauguration. Now let's take a look back with David Holt. He's an organizer with Occupy NHC Coast, and he's one of the organizers of one of the many rallies occurring in the state tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining me, David.
Thanks for having me.
What did you think of President Trump's inaugural address?
Well, I thought that there was many good points. However, I thought it was kind of hollow because I think that they were things that he has demonstrated by his nominations and by other statements that he doesn't really support. You know, he's talking about transferring power from Washington and giving it back to the people. However, he's just elected a cabinet of billionaires and millionaires, and even more specifically, with a lot of these nominations, they're basically filling what he called the swamp with worse creatures than were there before.
You said he made some good points, however. What good points do you think he made?
Well, I hate to give him credit for it because I don't think that he truly believes in what he has said, but he basically was saying that we need to give power back to the people, that we need to decrease the discrepancy of income that we have in the United States. Actually, I don't think he said that exactly. I was just thinking about it as he was talking about it. He did talk about rebuilding our infrastructure, talking about the rusted out factories and whatnot, when, you know, a lot of what he has done has, he has ties that he markets that are actually made in China. So he's actually contributed to the rusted out factories in America as much as anyone else has. He also talked about the depletion of the military, which I question because our military is still many, many times stronger than any other military of any other nation.
What are your hopes about the incoming administration? Do you have any specific hopes for it?
I hope to be surprised. I hope that it isn't going to be what I'm really expecting it to be, that it's going to be an even huger gap of inequality. I'm very afraid that inequality gap that has been skyrocketing over the last few decades is going to increase even more. He spoke about bringing jobs back and, you know, giving jobs to people in the United States. Well, our unemployment is relatively low right now. It isn't so much that we don't have jobs, it's that we don't have good paying jobs, because for the majority of Americans, the wages haven't risen in the last 30 years, whereas the compensation for executives used to be, an owner of a company made 50 times more what their employees made. Now they make 500 or 1,000 times more. So I think that he's not really addressing the real issues.
Some of his opponents say he doesn't necessarily deserve this chance to lead, but do you think that he does? Do you think we should give the president a chance?
I don't think that we have the opportunity to let us lose any ground on any of the progress that we've made in this country. And he has already had the chance by the people that he nominated for his staff positions. He could have nominated someone that was truly going to protect working people, but his nomination for the labor secretary is someone who has basically shown total disregard for workers. He's spoken about replacing workers with computers if he had the opportunity to do that. So, you know, it's really just a joke of a nomination. Putting in Tillerson as Secretary of State, the CEO of Exxon, is just basically giving the fox the keys to the hen house, basically. I think his nominations were a chance to see what he was going to do, and he's already shown that he is just going to further increase the income and wealth gap that we have in this country, which is just unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. You're organizing rallies tomorrow with Occupy NHC Coast. What would be the focus of your rally?
It's going to be protecting our rights. What we're organizing is a Portsmouth rally in support of the Women's Rights March, or the Women's March on D.C. And the reason why the women that got together and organized that march was because of all of the horrible things that he has said about women over the election. Things that really should have just disqualified him from anyone reasonably thinking that he would be a real candidate to protect our civil rights and to lead the people of the United States. So, and with that, basically all civil rights. We need to protect women's rights. We need to protect the rights of those that are disabled. We need to protect the rights of the LGBTQ community. We need to protect religious freedom. Another huge thing is, you know, he's talking about having a registry for Muslims and stopping immigration. These are just horrific ideas that are just un-American.
David Holt is an organizer with Occupy NH Seacoast. Thank you very much for sharing your insight with me, David.
Thank you very much.